Hi, Karen?
Yes, how can I help you?
Karen, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Were you ever diagnosed with any injury after taking the Depo Provera?
I had to have a brain tumor removed off the left side of my head, and I had to have gamma knife radiation on the right side.
What was the official diagnosis of the brain tumor?
They called it a meningioma.
Okay. All right. And when was that diagnosed?
In 2017, when I had a bad car accident, I didn't even know I had them.
I see. So you got in the accident, they took you there, they did a scan, and they found it?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's almost like good, that's intervention, I guess. That's scary. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's a big cost to find out what.
Yeah. Oh, that's a. And what month was that in 2017?
It was April the 29th is when I had the car accident.
Okay. So
And I had the surgery a year later.
I see. So you would have been diagnosed, like, let's just say May 1st or 2nd.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay, I'll put May 6th. I'll put May 1st, 2nd, or I'll put May 1st actually. And then, would you like to see if you do meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I think I would.
Okay. And then you do not already have an attorney assisting you. That is correct.
Correct.
Okay. And can you affirm that you have not signed any documents in regards to this?
Yes, I have not signed anything.
Thank you. And you are filing the claim for yourself. That is correct. And you are a resident of the United States. That is correct.
Yes.
All right. And then what is your date of birth, Karen?
August 20th, 1966.
And do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No, I don't. Not at this point.
And then just to confirm, you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain. That is correct.
Correct.
Okay. And then you did consume the brand name Depo Provera. That is correct.
Yes.
All right. And how many years were you using the Depo for?
About a year and a half.
Okay. So about 18 months. Oops. I'll just put one on here. And then you can confirm you had four injections prior to your diagnosis.
Yes.
In 1 year. All right. And then you use the Depo Provera sometime between 92 and present day.
Correct.
Right. And then when did you first use it? When did you last use it?
Gosh, my kids, let's see, my kids were little. I believe it was like at the latter part of the 90s.
Okay. So would you say use it about 98 to 2000, or what would you say?
Yeah,
Like
somewhere up in there.
middle of 98 to 2000 or so? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. It just needs to be a rough estimate. So about a year and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. And then I know this is redundant, but can you confirm your gender for me as we're speaking about
I'm a female.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. And yeah, I know. Yeah. And then first name Karen, Karen.
Correct.
And last name Stanley, Stanley.
Yes, sir.
And no suffixes in your name or anything like that, correct?
No.
And then what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the entire thing, you can just give me the last four.
6392.
And then email I have for you is denisestanley0820@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then this is the best number to reach you on, 936-577-1159.
Yes, sir.
And this is a cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then when the attorneys reach out to you, what would be the best time of day, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Probably, well, let's see, because I just started a new job at Memorial Hermann as housekeeping,
Okay.
and my days vary, but I get off around 3:30 every day, 3:30, 4 o'clock.
I'll put evening then. Seems like it'd be the best. And if they, and
Okay.
I'm going to give you their number too, and my number. So if you don't hear from them, you can always reach out to me or you call them. And then, Karen, what is your best physical address?
1719 Black Bear Drive, Crosby, Texas. 77532.
Okay. And this is a house, no apartment? No.
It's a house. Yes, it's a house.
And then was it the doctor or the medical staff that administered the depo to you?
It was a doctor.
Okay. And you were taking it for about a year and a half. So how many times were you ever getting about every 3 months or so? How many times in the lifetime would you say you took it, like 5, 6?
I believe it was around 6 times.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
All right. And then what was the name of the facility where they administered it or the doctor?
Oh,
name?
Gosh, you would ask me that because we did cable TV construction then and we were traveling.
Any facility you would have ever gotten it?
It was a hospital there in Indiana.
What city?
It was right there too.
You're good. Thank you.
Gosh, what is the name of that town? They just showed it on the news the other day too. Oh.
Let me see.
It's a pretty good sized town.
It was a bigger town out there?
Yeah, it's a bigger town.
Was it not Indianapolis, I think, because that's the main city?
No, it wasn't. It was
Fort Wayne, Munster, Muncie, Winchester.
Just a second, and I could tell you.
You're good.
I'm trying to, let's see. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember the name of it. I for the life of me.
You're good. No, just take your time.
Because after the sixth one, I ended up having to have a hysterectomy,
right.
An emergency hysterectomy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was
that in Indiana as well, or was that somewhere else?
Yes, Indiana, yeah. Yeah, because I ended up with 5 tumors in my uterus as well.
So was it Columbia City, Michigan City, Westfield? I'm just
No.
Archer.
Yeah. Oh my. I'm trying to think.
Which one?
I think it was something Junction. Terracotta is right there close to it.
Okay.
Because, we've been all over the United States.
What was the city?
Terracotta was right.
Okay.
Yeah, it was right outside of it.
Rockville, Farmersburg, Youngstown. Let me see what hospitals are around Terre Haute, actually. So there's Union Hospital in Terre Haute. There's Terre Haute Regional Hospital.
No, it wasn't Terre Haute. It was a town outside of Terre Haute. What is the name of that town? I wish my kids were here.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, they could remind me.
Were you were you north or south of Terre Haute?
No, we were right on the Mississippi River.
Okay.
In fact, the apartment we had was right across the street from it.
Let me find this on the map. There's Mississippi. That's it. Let me see.
Yeah, because I, let me see, pull up the map here.
Oh, you're good. We'll find it. Yeah, this is like the one question that's probably.
Yeah.
Hard.
It's just.
Here, think about it, and we'll come back to it. We'll get all the rest, and then. Just trying to think what city it was. And once, if you find, I can list you all the hospitals once we get the city. And then the diagnosis you're obtained for the menin genome, it was CT scan, MRI, and biopsy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I know you said it was the car accident, so that we did that. And then where were you diagnosed at? What was the hospital or the facility name?
It was the same hospital. I'm sorry. For the meningioma?
Yes.
It was Bentop.
Bentop?
Bentop Hospital in Houston, Texas.
Okay. I found it. Harris Health Bentop on 1504 Bentop Loop, Houston.
No, sir. It was, what's the name of that road? It's right there by, because I go down there to the medical center all the time.
I see. Okay.
Because all my doctors are, MD, I'm sorry, not MD Anderson, but Memorial Hermann. They're UT physicians.
Okay. So you would see them at, because it's just giving me the address of the main address, but it's like one of the buildings there. You would see them at Harris Health Bentop?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me see what street.
Yeah, it's an emergency hospital for trauma and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the car accident I was in.
I gotcha. Okay. So they took you there. That's basically where you were diagnosed. It would have been the Bentop one, though, off of Bentop Loop.
It was. Well, I guess that they would call that Bentop Loop.
Yeah, it's just that's what they have it on Google as. It's a
because it's a drive. You know, you turn at the red light, and I don't know what the name of that road is, but yeah, it's downtown.
I'll tell you right now. Hold on. There's Lamar Fleming Street right there. There's Cambridge right outside, and then
it's the Houston Zoo is right there.
Yep. I see that actually. Yeah, the giraffe feeding platform, African. I was just looking at that. Okay, so
yes,
yeah, sir. This is the one we're talking about then. Harris Health. Okay.
Excuse me.
No, you're good. No worries. And the diagnosing doctor's specialty was that it was in a neurologist.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because when I came to from my car accident, they wanted to do surgery right away. I'm like, wait. I just found out I had a car accident. Now you want to work on my brain? Oh,
yeah, that is that's a rude awakening in a sense, you know.
Yeah.
And then,
he told me if I didn't have surgery that it would probably kill me because it was so big on one side.
Oh, really? That means that they found it like I said, it was good they found it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then, have you had any previous cancer diagnoses?
No, sir. I've, like I said, I ended up having to have the hysterectomy, an emergency hysterectomy, because I developed 5 tumors in my uterus.
Okay. All right. Sorry. And then you were treated at Bentop as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
But I actually had my surgery at Memorial Hermann.
Okay, let me put that one down then.
Memorial.
Is that in Houston, right?
Yes, sir. On Fannin.
Okay, I see it. 6411 Fannin. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for having this information. And we just need to now, in a second here, figure out the where it was administered. But we'll figure it out. And then you were hospitalized for the meningioma because you were in the car crash, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then the date, that was when you were diagnosed. So that would have been around, you said it was 4/29 you had the car wreck?
Yes, sir.
4/29. The date, I'm sorry, the year. I didn't have it in front of me. It said 2017. And then how long were you in the hospital for?
7 days.
Okay, so about 4/29 to about...
That's only because that nurse told me I've seen people lay up here and get bugs in their hair, and trust me, I was doing my best to bring myself up. I'm like, I am not getting no bug.
Yeah. So roughly, roughly you were there like 4/29 to around like May 6th or so, 2017.
Yes, sir. Yes, roughly. Sir. And then I went to my mother's house and I was flat on my back, and it took me about another month before I was able to even sit up properly. But I taught myself how to rewalk. So.
That's really?
Yes, sir.
How long did that take?
Well, considering my niece was a nurse and she was supposed to have been helping me, but she wasn't. So I started out walking with a walker, and about half a month later, I was walking.
Oh, really? That's not too long.
No, it's mind over matter.
Right. No, I totally get that. And then there are medical records that do exist for you, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then if you did have to get them, you could get them. You could, and you did, were able to send them. It would be through mail or electronically. Either way, it's fine.
It's all right on my phone.
Yeah, you're good. Oh, you have access to your MyChart?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that was my next question. Thank you. And then would you like to, and then we'll finish this one, and then we'll figure out the diet, who dispensed the depot. Who would you like to add anybody as an emergency contact for this?
My sister.
Sister, okay, let me put sister. What is her name?
Talisa Adams.
Can you spell it?
T-E-L-I-S-A.
Okay. I was going to go T-A.
T-A-M-S.
And then what's her phone number?
936-661-4191.
661-4191. Okay. And then I'm going to leave her email blank for this because I just really need her number.
Yeah, because I don't know her email address.
Oh, you're good. And then same with her, like, at physical address. That's fine if I leave it blank.
Her physical address is 118.
Mm-hmm.
Oates Brothers Road, O-A-T-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers Road, Trinity, Texas.
Brothers Road, Trinity.
75862.
Yeah, 758.
Yeah.
And that one.
That's good.
Yeah. No, you're good. Usually people don't have the address that quickly. Trinity, okay. And then last thing we need before I can send you the document is basically what we just need to figure out where it was administered.
No, that's what I was doing as I'm looking on here.
Or just tell me the city in Indiana.
I want to say Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, the big city. Okay.
Yeah, I believe that's where it was. Yeah.
Now, mind you, these hospitals might have changed names since then.
Right.
So.
No. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Evansville, Indiana.
Okay.
Yes. I had to think. I'm sorry.
You're good. There's Ascension St. Vincent Evansville, another St. Vincent Hospital in Evansville, Deaconess Gateway.
I think it was St. Vincent.
St. Vincent? All right.
I believe so.
Okay. What is it? Would it have been the one on Washington or Bellmead? Which one sounds more familiar to you?
Gosh, that was so long ago. That was so long ago.
Let me see where they're at on the map. Let me look closer. This one's there. This one's there. Hold on. Was one close? There's an Evansville State Hospital as well. Oh, that's a psychiatric hospital. Never mind. That one's not it.
This one was not too far from the Mississippi River.
Okay.
The Mississippi River runs right through there. Because it was only – so we lived across the street from the Mississippi River. And it was two blocks down where the hospital.
So the hospital was like three or four blocks, like two or three blocks?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I found the one you're talking about. One second. Wait, let me see. I think it's this Ascension Evansville. Oh, that's not a hospital, though.
This was a hospital.
Yeah.
That I was going to. Because all the doctors were right there inside.
Okay. Yeah, there's the St. Vincent Surgic. There's the outpatient one. But that one's not right by it. Let me see. There's the Deaconess. Those are very close to the water. Deaconess Midtown Hospital. It would have been on Mary Street in Evansville.
Ah, that I believe that's the one. I believe that's the one.
Okay.
Because when you said Mary, I it registered.
Yeah, no, you're good. And then
you'd be surprised at how many towns we had to redo the cable TV construction.
So what were you guys were going from town to town to redo cable? Or?
Yeah, fiber optics.
Oh, to reinstall, that's cool.
We were the first ones to do the fiber optics. We had to go to class for that because they did the electricity, the propane, and cable TV all through one.
I know fiber optic cables are pretty dangerous, too, because if they break, they're expensive as well.
Oh, yeah. Back then, it was $8,000. Now it's more. It's way more now.
Like it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then last thing I need, since we confirmed, and then the hospital was Deaconess Midtown Hospital on Mary Street, and that's in Evansville, Indiana. That's where you were prescribed and administered the depot, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then what's a pharmacy you go to?
The pharmacy I go to now?
Yeah.
Or the,
just currently.
I go to a Walmart pharmacy in Crosby.
In Crosby, okay. Is it the one on FM?
2100.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
14215 FM 2100.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You write that. And then I'm going to confirm all this information with you, basically just making sure it's all spelled correct, everything's correct. And then I'm going to send you a text with a DocuSign. Have you ever done a DocuSign?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. I'll walk you. If you need help on it too, I can walk you through it, but you've done it, so it should be simple. And then 1 second. Let me just take a sip of water. Sorry. And then, Karen, you would like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You do not already have an attorney, and you're fine the claim for yourself. That is all correct?
Correct.
You, of course, are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, and that was meningioma of the brain.
Yes, sir.
And then you were diagnosed roughly around May 1st of 2017, a little bit after your car accident, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I am, of course, sorry about all that. And then your birthday is 8/20/1966.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then didn't know anybody else that was injured by Depo Provera. I marked NA on that. And you did consume the brand name Depo Provera.
Yes, sir.
And then I put years used one, but it was around 1.5. And you used it from around May 6 of 1998, so 6/1 of 1998 till about 1/1 of 2000, so about a year and 6 months.
Yes, yes, right. Sir.
And then you can confirm within 1 year you had 4 injections prior to diagnosis.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, you are a female, first name Karen, K-A-R-E-N, last name Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y.
Yes, sir.
And then is it okay if I repeat your last 4?
Yes, sir.
6392?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then email is denisestanley0820@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And then this is the best number to reach you on, the one we're speaking on?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then address is 1719 Black Bear Drive, all Black Space Bear Space Drive, Crosby, Texas, 77532, Harris County.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then a depo was administered by a doctor around 6 times in your lifetime, and that would have been at Deaconess Midtown Hospital on 600 Mary Street in Evansville, and that's where it was prescribed and administered. And then they obtained the diagnosis for the meningioma through a CT scan, MRI, and biopsy. All of that is correct with the diagnosing,
yes,
pharmacy and diagnosing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I forgot to say this. Also, you go to Walmart Pharmacy, 14215 FM 2100, Crosby, Texas, 77532.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then diagnosed at Harris Health, Ben Taub. And then the address on Google has it listed as 1504 Ben Taub Loop, Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then that you were treated there as well. And then the doctor's specialty was a neurologist, no previous cancer diagnosis. And then I did forget to ask you this one question. I'm sorry. What treatments did you receive for the meningioma?
They did surgery on one on the left side of my head to remove the tumor because it was so large. Mm-hmm. And the right side, I had gamma knife radiation.
Okay. So I had gamma knife, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Medication as well, I take it?
Yes, sir. I was taking, oh my gosh, I don't take it anymore.
No, you just you don't have to tell me the specific ones. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
yeah, because that medication threw me for a loop.
Was it a pain medicine or was it a?
Yes, sir. It was a pain medicine, but I would start laughing for like 4 straight hours and didn't even know what I was laughing about.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'd have
funny.
Everybody around me laughing. Everybody's like, what are we laughing about? I don't know.
So you're just sitting there. That's funny. So once it kicks in, that's just sitting there for 4 hours.
Yeah, I was laughing. My stomach would be hurting, and I still couldn't stop laughing.
That's really funny. I never heard that. That's funny. It must have been a reaction you had to it then.
Yeah, that's why I quit taking it, because after taking it for a while, it was like, I can't keep doing this because, I mean, my stomach always hurts.
I was just about to say, yeah, your stomach. That's funny. And then just real quick, back to this, we'll just confirm these last things. You were treated, of course, at you were treated at Memorial Hermann Texas Medical Center, and that was on 6411 Fanning Street in Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you were hospitalized after your car accident, and that would have been 4/29 of 2017 till about 5/6 of 2017.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you do have a copy of the medical records. They're on your phone, and you have access to your MyChart login.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then your sister is the emergency contact, Talisa, T-E-L-I-S-A, and then Adams, A-D-A-M-S, phone number 936-661-4191, and that is your sister.
Yes, sir.
And then address of 118 Oates, O-A-T-E-S, Brothers, Space Brothers Road, Trinity, Texas.
Yes, sir.
And then the zip code I have is 75862.
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text. We have everything right. You'll get a text in the next second that'll say, my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign. And then if we do get disconnected, I doubt we will. I'll call you back from a 949 number just in case we do get disconnected. And then, so you should have just got the text. Then you just, yeah, you're good.
Okay. Okay.
And then once it opens, it's going to say yes or allow. You want to say yes or allow. And then it will, once you hit start, it'll open you up to the actual document. You're going to want to click on, I'm going a little ahead of you, I think. Sorry.
Oh, no. I'm waiting for it to come up right now.
Oh, okay. No, you're good. If you've done it before, you'll know how to do it. It's, you know.
Yeah, I've done it.
People haven't done them, so they need the help. And then I'm going to send you a text, too, right now, once you complete it from my number, so you have all the information for the attorneys. One second. Get this up.
Okay. I'm waiting for the docu.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a second to load. Is it just still loading?
Yeah, it's asking me. It says the site can't ask for your permission.
Let me see what it says on my end. Hold on.
Okay, I got it coming up. Agree.
Oh, yeah, I agree. There you go. If anything, if it says that again, it might be your – I've had this before. Is this something about overlays and you have to turn the screen brightness up? But I don't – no, you're in it. You're good.
Okay, yeah, I'm in it.
Yeah, you're in it. And then it'll ask you to sign. You can either sign it with your finger and then do adopt and sign, or you can do select style. And then once you do that and do adopt and sign, that'll save it. And then you know all this, but I'm just going over it with you.
Okay, I've got it.
And then once you finish, I will send you the text.
Okay, you made them.
Yep, I got it. And then a copy, of course, got sent to your email and then the text. And then I'm going to text you right now. This is my direct number.
Okay.
And then the attorneys will reaching out to you will be A4D/Ben Martin. And they'll be reaching, it was on the document, of course, Ben Martin. And then if you don't hear from them in 7 days, please do call me back on this 949 number. And then
yes.
I can always either get an update for you or just transfer you straight over to them. But they should reach out to you in probably 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, thank you very much.
Of course, Karen. And then I am so sorry for what you're going through in regards to the meningioma and the depth of a rare, because a variable could have caused it. And I do wish you the best. And if you do have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. And you have a great new year, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day, and try to stay warm.
Oh, I know. I'm out here in California. It's freezing. For California, it was 42 degrees today.
Oh, wow. Well, and here in Texas, it's in the 40s right now, but it's supposed to be down in the 20s next week.
Oof. Yeah, out here, that's like 40 is like a super cold for us. 20s, I think people would not even come to work and would stay home.
Yeah.
But there's also these fires going on out here. I'm like 30 miles south of those, or like a little more, but it's crazy. But you have a wonderful day. I don't want to bring you down with the fires.
Okay, and you have a blessed day.
You too. You have my number. If you have any questions, please call me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.